Well, at the weekend there, the main waterline between the mainland and Gold Island raised to the surface at the weekend. This is the main source of water for the island. A number of islanders, fishermen, went out and resunk the pipe in the interest of health and safety. Spoke to the council again in relation to it. So what the process is now that they've engaged a diving company. They have proper weights that's specially designed for the likes of this work. They're just waiting now for weather to break so that the divers or diver can go out and secure that waterline. There is a bit of slow pressure going on to the island in terms of the water at the moment, and as we speak they are trying to find that leak, and hopefully if it's on the mainland that'll be fixed now. Obviously if it's underneath the sea we'll just have to wait until the weather is a lot calmer for the divers to go out and address that issue itself.
And if this issue isn't resolved, is there a possibility that the residents on Gola could lose their water supply?
We saw it last year where the water burst last year, and it was a long period of time before it was fixed. But no fault in fairness to the council itself, but at the same time they were left for a good number of weeks, and I wouldn't want to see this happening this year again. But hopefully once they put the weights down this time, that'll resolve it. If not, we can't be returning every year to the same situation, and we'll have to just try to look at alternatives.